mace, and he's not a mace mitzvah. He has kroivim. He has people that would take care of him. So the mal, if you find a mace that he has kroivim taking care of him, he's not called a mace mitzvah. You have to take him to the place where the kroivim want to bury him. Mashenkin, if the person died b'shas mechama, then the nutakon, you bury him where he was mace. Shrashi dislay kroivim. Sheyesh lo yorshim, means he has yorshim to take care of him. The Tanya, we learned. A zehu mace mitzvah. What's called a mace mitzvah? Somebody that's mace. And it's a bazundu aloch upon a mace mitzvah. Tremendous chus to bury a mace mitzvah. Kol she'em le kovrim. Means he has no yorshim, nobody to take care of him. Kareya, you call. Ve'acherim oinim oisai. But let's say you give a shraya, somebody's mace, who's going to take care of him? And ve'acherim oinim oisai. And other people do come to say, yes, we'll take care of him. Like we're his kovrim. Or we're his good friends, we'll take care of him. Ain't the mace mitzvah. That's not called a mace mitzvah. As the mace mitzvah means nobody's there to take care of him. So if you go take care of him, it's about zundu alach of an amazing mitzvah, tremendous mitzvah, then we say it's kainam akaimai. Wherever you find that mace, you're allowed to bury him there, al takonis Yeshua. Here the words are talking about where an army man was mace. And you come out, who's going to take care of him? Yes, he has kroivim that will come and take care of him. So al mace mitzvah is not called. Still, there's a new takona that an army man that was mace, you could bury him exactly where he was mace. I don't know what's a lucky if Dafka have to do it then. I just mean it's Rishus. You're allowed to. Even though you don't own that Makam, you're allowed to bury him there. But if you want to bury him someplace else, Mr. Tommy, you could bury him someplace else. It's just a takana though, if you find the army men here on somebody's property, you have a heter to bury him right there. The Chirmon and Makam ain't the Mace Mitzvah. Vaito Mace Mitzvah Koine Mekoine. Now, we're saying though, but a Mace Mitzvah also has this takana. Somebody's mace and nobody takes care of him, you're allowed to bury him exactly where he was mace. Is this true? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. Hamoit say mace, if you find a mace, even a mace mitzvah, muto besarki is lying in the middle of Rishus Rabim. Trashi derech fusha, a derech that people use a derech, people go down the street. You find a mace in the middle of the street, is alocha maf ninhu liyamin. You have to asartia. You have to move him to the right of the street, oil is smell asartia. You also have to move him to the left side of the street. In other words, you can't bury him where you find him, but you have to move him, either to the right or to the left. So this is the kasha. You see a mace mitzvah, you don't bury. You don't have the right to bury him where you find him. Here it says you have to move him to the sides. We'll soon see a posh teretz here. By the sada bor, the sada near. Let's say on both sides, one has a field that's bor means wasn't plowed. The sada near. On the other side, there's a sada that was plowed. So if you bury him in the plowed sod, you master the baila more than if you bury him in the sod that wasn't plowed yet. So mele machninu the sodabur. Then Avadi is supposed to put him to the side that has the field that wasn't plowed over yet. And bury him there, you're not master the baila so much. By the sod near the sod zara, let's say one side of the street has a field that was plowed, but the other side has a field that Amish has there, you already planted there already. Like it's more than just plowed, you already planted. So Vaitam if Ninu was sodden near, then Avadi is supposed to push him to the right side to the field that's just plowed, because it's not such a big hefsid as if you would bury him on the other side, in the sod that has Mamish Zera, it's growing already. Vaito Yushtayam nearus, let's say both sides, the sods are both plowed. Shtayam Zruyas, both sides, the fields are both growing already. Shtayam Boris, well, both sides, the fields are empty, it wasn't plowed either yet. Then Mefaninu Lucharuach Shiyitza, you can take him to whichever side you want. But I call upon him, you see, you don't bury him exactly where you find him. And here we're saying it's a takonis Yeshua that a mace mitzvah is kaina makaimai. Wherever you find him, you have a right to bury him there. And the Gemara poshit. Omar avbeboy hocha b'mace mutal ala meitzer askinim. We're talking about now the mace is mamish mutal in the walking place, where people walk in that street. So mainly you can't bury him where people walk over it. To bury him exactly where you find him on the street where people walk, you can't, because you're afraid Kahanim will walk over. It's a walking place. You don't want Kahanim to walk over him and they'll become Tamei. So once you can't bury him exactly where you find him, the male of the din is you have to move him, so you move him to the side, move him to a private place, to a sodah. Then which sodah do you do? Those are the Friedrich Alochis. Do to a sodah that gives the less hefsit to the violent. Sidrashi, Bimei Shemutal ala Meitzer, Shemushka Beroyche Baderech, he's lying mamish along the width of the streets. Mimeitzla Meitzer, from one side of the street to the other side of the street. Mitech Shenitlum Shuslef Neisoy, here the Churi, you have to move this Meitz Mitzvah to the side. Mevnei Kahanim, because you have Kahanim there. Vyoyse Tyrus, because people do Tyrus. Shlo Yehilu Olov, you don't want them to be mile over them. As Melo Mefnino Lachoruach Shiyirza, Habizoy, you can be a fan into every side you want. If you find the mace mitzvah not in the middle of the street, wherever you find him, is halacha, you have a right to bury him where you find him. That's only a meis mitzvah. Here that the kind of the chiddush of our mishnah was, but the army men, even though they're not a meis mitzvah, even though they have kroivim that will take care of them, still you have a heter to bury them wherever you find them. Weiter. Upturim rechitzus yadayim. It's a new heter now that the rabbanu will make when you're in the army fighting, you don't have to wash until shadayim. Omer Rabbaya, lo yishanu elamayim rishonim. The rabbanu will only make, you don't have to wash your hands before you sit down to eat. Mayim rishonim they will make alone. But to wash mayim achreinim after you have your suddah, before your bench, to wash your hands, that's a chayva, that's mochumra, that you have to do even mishas the army. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, mifnei ma omru mayim achreinim chayva. What's so important about mayim achreinim? Why is it called a chayva? Mifnei shemelech stoimis yesh, because there's a special type of salt that comes from zdoim shemesam esenayim. Poshit it is sakona that salt, if it get into your eyes, it can make your eyes blind. So about in Guman HaGemari was a minute that after you got finished eating, they used to dip their hands into the salt. They would tovel their hands into the salt. And then it's very shchiach, you put your hands to your eyes. So your hands would put that salt into your eyes. So therefore there was a chayva that when you get finished eating, after you put your hands into the salt, there was a chayva to wash off your hands so that you should not be mazik your eyes. Shrashi shemelech stoimus yesh. V'omer rabbonin e'acha kol achiloscha echo melech. After all you're eating, at the end of a Suddah, you're supposed to eat salt. The bat at the corner was at the end to stick your hands into the salt and eat. It is tikno mayim achreinim. Therefore the Rabbana made at the corner, you should bedafka wash mayim achreinim, to make sure to get that salt off your hands. Omer Rabbaya, Zok Tabaya, O mishtakchas kekurta bekura. It means even though we're only afraid of special salt that comes from Zdoim, we're talking about normally you have regular salt, doesn't come from Zdoim. So how much of this Zdoim salt would be mixture in a big kur of salt, even a kekurta? Kekurta means a little kernel, a little crystal of salt, the kur, and a big kur of salt, that's all you'll find there. Still it's awesome, still you have to wash your hands. Trash kurta bakura. The kur melech, you have a big kur of big measurements of salt, yeshmat moise melech zdoimis. Kemin kerret cotton. Mamish a small crystal, like a small piece of smelt zdoim you have there. And omale no nushar now. Omale ravacha braid the rova. Ravashi. Kailo milchamai. Let's say somebody's not eating. He's just measuring out salt. He measures salt. He's making packages of a pound of salt. Mai. Does he have to wash his hands after he got finished working with the salt? Omale, like holami boy, hey pshita, you have to wash your hand. If no reason why you have to wash your hand is today that you should not touch the salt, should not get to your eyes. So if you're working with salt, pshita, you have to wash your hands after you get finished working with the salt. Shrashi kaila milchamai modad melech lechamorim. You're measuring off salt to give to your chamor. Tzarech lit yodav aloi. Kol shchein the din is the tzarech. The avad, you have to wash off your hands. If those worries, it's a sakona. So we don't want you to have the sakona. Avad, you have to wash your hands. So Tav Tosis says, Mayim Achreinim Choyvam. So Tosis, Achshav Lernogo Mayim Achreinim. But Zman Azed is not such a chiyuv to wash Mayim Achreinim. Why? Eshkin's Dain, Melech's Dain is Motib Neinu. Eshkin, we don't have this Melech's Dain with us anymore. It's not around anymore. So you don't have the sakona anymore. Inam, another reason is, Lefi Shein Onu Regilim, Litpo Let's Boisim Bemelech Achrachilu. Our meaning now is not to dip our hands into salt. And some of the reasons is because even though the Gemara Bracha says after all the achilah should have salt, but b'zman is there, all our food has salt inside it. That's in that time they didn't cook with some salt. But Heinkman, everything we have throughout the Suddah, you always have some salt in your food. So mice, you do eat salt with your food. Therefore, we're not knowing at the end of the meal to dip your hands into the salt. But since we're not knowing to dip your hands into the salt, you don't have the reason in the Gemara to wash the Mayim Achreinim. So the kids, Lalach is brought down, though, the Avadi still should wash Mayim Achreinim. The Minig is still to do it. But I call upon him, the Ika Din Chayva, it's not a Chayva anymore, his man is there. Duchsime, the Yekis are Mekel, the Yekis, meaning is not to wash Mayim Achreinim. That's why it's totally Shenim and Hogim ready, his man is there. Some people are knowing not to, but the Pasha, the Mechabah still says, there's a mitzvah to still wash Mayim Achreinim. I call upon him the chumra, the din of chayves, says in the Gemara, that you don't have the zman hazeh. Because there will be a minig to wash mayim achreinim, the zman hazeh also. Right, umedmai. The next takon of the Gemara says is by demai. The Rabbanu will make up for demai, you're allowed to give the tefuah you bought from an amoritz, you give to the army men. So the Gemara did not. There's enough in the Mishnah in Peya. Machilin, in Peya or in... demai. The mafna mishnah demai. There's none. Ma'achilin esoniim demai. The rabbanim will makel. If you have the demai, that's this peris you bought from namoritz, you're allowed to give it to a noni. A noni is allowed to eat it. Because really, midiraisi yisrael mechan roiv, that the amaratim took off trumas amaisis. It's only a chumra mid rabbanim not to eat it. So the rabbanim will makel by an oni. He's allowed to eat demai. Ho adin v'yes achsanoi demai. You're allowed to give the army men an achsanoi as a drashi chayim. An army man, habol amel, they come to the cause of a king. Yisrael lilochim aleveim, they're coming into the town to fight for us. Yisrael amheim the Yidden, you're allowed to give them demai teeth. You're allowed to give an achsanoi, an army man, demai teeth. Rabbanu will make them. Number of huna, tona, the loch is like this. Veishama yomrim ein machil nesanoim demai, v'yes achsanoi demai. That's veishama shita, that you're not allowed to give demai to an oni or to an achsanoi. Aber beisilu yomrim, beisilu shita is machil nesanoim demai. You're allowed to give an oni demai. Yes, achsanoi demai. You're allowed to give achsanoi also demai. Now, look about it like Betil, like it says in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to give the army men a new cooler, you could give them demai. Vaitu malari. Another takon, another cooler is, you don't have to make an Aruba chaseris for the army men. Bishas, they have the mechama on Shabbos, if they have mechitzas around them, you're allowed to be metata from one chotzer to another chotzer without an Aruba chaseris. Oma Amri Devei Reb Yanai. Loishanu ele erube chaseris. When will we make all only by rube chaseris? By the picture 247. You have the rube chaseris. You have the camped up yami men on both sides, and you have a pesach in between. So even though they didn't make an rube chaseris, still the latter be metalto from one chotzer to another chotzer on Shabbos. Avle rube tchumim chayovim. But if they want to walk more than a payimam out of the city, that is no heter. Then they warn Mekel that he should be able to walk a payimam out of the city on Shabbos. Without an rube tchumim, they warn Mekel. Why? The Tony Rabbi Chia loikin al eruv etchumin devar Torah. Hey, this issa not to walk out of the city al payimama is an issa diraisa. Some Rishonim learn that what's awesome with the rice has to be at least Yud Beis Mil. It has to be the same shear as the machna was in the midbar, Yud Beis Mil. But call upon him, if you walk a certain distance out of the city, you're over an issa diraisa, and your mamish get malchus for it. Because since it's a chomet the gist, it's awesome with the rice. That's why the rabbanim warned Nekel by the army men. Mashenkein eruv chatzeris. Since here lemaisi you have dalad mechitzas all around, it's only a shalach from one chotzer to another chotzer. It's awesome with the rabbanim to be metaltum. Here the rabbanim will makel. But to walk alpayim more to walk a chus letchum, that's it's the rice. There they will more makel. So Drashi loiken al eruv etchumim. The pasuk says al yetsi ismim koyma. You should not walk outside your place. Or miyochi yafinim. Here we learn out chumim. The parak mishir tziu. We'll see later that. From here we learn out there's an issa tchumim from this pasuk. But al yetsi ishmim claim you should not walk out of your mokim. That means you yourself should not walk out of the tchum shams. So since it's a gets malchus and this is the raisa, that's where they more makel. For the Gemara now, mask of Lord Rabbi Yonason, v'chiloikin alav shabal. Why do you get malchus for such a lav? The Torah doesn't say loy. The Torah says al yetsi ishmim klaimoy. So the chura loshin al is not a loshin lav. So chura is not called a lav altogether. So what do you get malchus for? And the Gemara name, Maskel Rav Acher by Yaakov, Elo Meyatoi Bazoi. The pasuk says, Al Tifnu El Oivus Vele Yedoinim. Don't go to these the Kishuv Machis, the Oivus and Yedoinim. So the pasuk doesn't say Loshin Loi. Torah says, Al Tifnu El Oivus Vele Yedoinim. It's Ochanam. You want to tell me the Loi Loki that you don't get Malkis? Avad you do get Malkis. Avad Loshin Al Tifnu or Al Yetziish is a Loshin like a lav. It's the same thing the Torah is saying. Don't do it. So Avad, if that's a Loshin lav, you will get Malkis. So Gemara, now Rabbi Yonasan, this is what was Shvet Rabbi Yonasan. How do you say you get Malkis if you walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos? Lav l'chura shenitin li'azaras Mrs. Bezdin. Is this lav l'chura l'haviminer is, this is a lav for Hoitzur also. If you carry Chveitzim out from Rosh Hashanah to Shus Rav on Shabbos, you also learn it out from this Pasuk, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimai, don't walk out of your Mokim. Now, if you carry a Chveitzim from Rosh Hashanah to Shus Rav, that's one of the Lamates Malachis, and you chayiv Misa. So this is called a lav that shenitin li'azaras Mrs. Bezdin. This lav is coming to warn you. Don't carry your chveitzim outside to Rosh Hashanah to Shus Rabin. Then you be chayiv misa. Mash in mail the klal is the whole lav. Once this lav has is coming shenitin li'azaras Mrs. Bezdin. It's coming to warn you not to do the chet that has the Mrs. Bezdin on it. Is ain't like an alav. You don't get malchus on this lav. even though this pasuk of Al Yetzi Ishmim Koymoi is also talking about Tchumin, don't walk outside the Tchum. And there, truth is no Chiv Mitzah. You walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos at most, it's just a lav, not an Issa Mitzah. That's why you do get Malvis. But his kasher is, since this lav also includes the Issa Hoitzor of carrying Chveitzin out of your house to Rishus Rabbim, where there you would get Malvis, so who are this? Yeah, does the pasuk? Rav Ashi, mikseh al yoytzei. Does the pasuk says al yoytzei? Then it will be mashmo. Yitaka can't carry chveitzim out. But the pasuk is talking about yisoy tzom al yoytzei ksev. The pasuk is only talking about vikar ilchas tchumim. It says al yoytzei. You yourself should not walk outside the tchum. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But since the ikar pasuk is talking about the yisoy tchum, and that's only a lav. There's no isa misa. If you walk out of the tchum of Shabbos, you don't get any chiv misa. It's only a lav. Therefore, it's good why you get malchus. Even though as a drusha we dashen it from the smachta to say there is an Yisroel saw from this posik al yetzei, but it's not pshat ikip pshat in the posik. The ikip pshat in the posik is al yetzei means you should not walk out of the tchum. So since it's only allowed, therefore you could get malchus. Rashi, lashen lazos mizbezin. Who the sakad daitich al yetzei who? The havimina was it means don't carry out. You get misa for that. The whole lash little azoro shelo yase kain shem mischayvel of Mrs. Bezdin. Torah says don't do this because if you do it you get a chiv misa. Is the clown ain't liking the love? You don't get malchus. Afilu lehisru b'la misa. Even if you didn't warn the person, don't carry out now on Shabbos because you get misa. Visru b'la malchus. You only warn the person, don't carry out because if you carry out you get malchus. Still you don't get malchus. Tashtele milktel. Even though now he doesn't get misa. Afilu hachile loki. Tili azoras misas nitno lemalchus. The pshat from this lav is warning us, don't do the misa, it's not coming from Malkus. Sadly, you get Malkus walking out of the tchum, either posuk is al yetzer, have min riz, even the yisro so. The Torah says no, al yetzer ksiv, v'yen kan loshen oitzos masli. The ikka posuk is not talking about carrying out things, it's talking about you yourself should not walk chus the tchum. So pshita, that's only a poshen lav, therefore since it's a poshen lav, that's why you do get Malkus. So that's why when we make up by the Mechama, Roni make up a Ruvei Chetzeres, which is Midrabonim. Zakoponim for a Ruvei, for walk out Chus Tchum, there they weren't make up. Because that's a Mechama de Gisa, that's Nisim Midrabonim.
So the Mishnah writer, Oisin Pasin Libirois. You're allowed to make Pasin, that means these small Mechitzis of just an Amma on one side and an Amma on the other side. His oisin pasim lebirois. You're allowed to make special pasim, special mechitzes for birois. That's where you have a bore of water for Shus Rabin, and you want to be able to give the animals to eat, to drink the water. So you want to make mechitzes around the bore, so that around the bore should also be a Rishus Yochid. So you're allowed to carry the water out of the bore, which is a Rishus Yochid, on the top pot, which will also become Rishus Yochid. Is how are you matter this? Our bore the yumdin. You have to put up four posts, which is yum, it looks like an L shape, like an amma one way, an amma the other side, which is nearer kishmoina. When it's up, it looks like eight pieces, because each piece is like an L shape. So it's like one amma going north, and one amma going east. So together, it's really, it's one, but it looks like two, so therefore it's four pieces, looking like eight pieces. Divi Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Just like we had always before. Pasi Barois, Rabbanu Mekel here. As long as you have an amor on one side, an amor on the other side, and the space we'll soon see, according to Rav Meir, is not more than 10 amis, it's kosher. So Drashi oisin pasin lebirois, sheb rishus harabim. These boiris are in the rishus harabim. Ubirois atzman rishus hayochid. The bor itself is really considered rishus hayochid hein. Sha'amukim asor, because the bor itself is 10 tfachim deep, and zircha 4 tfachim wide, so the bor itself is considered a rishus hayochid. Now, mikra din v'yen yochol l'malois mehen, you can't lift up the water from the bore onto the side, onto the Rishus HaRabim. Because on top of the bore, we're talking about where the bore is in the Rishus HaRabim. So what's the eitzah in order to be able to schlep the water out of the bore to put it on top? Is to make the mokum on top of the bore, Rishus HaYochid. So before Shabbos, you put up these pasin. V'yoysin pasin. Pasin means a piece of wood. Elu. Lohochin lehen hekif. In order to prepare that there should be a hekif, there should be mechitzis around this bor. Sheyiyu ha-pasin halolo, these pieces of wood, oisin es-sevivo is ha-bor, rishus ha-yochid. It will make the pots around the boar, let's give it a shame mechitz around the boar, will make the mokum around the boar a rishus yochid. Then you'll have the poshet eitzah of yamala. You'll schlep up the water from the boar. V'yotzin, you'll take it out of the boar. V'yaniach shom, and leave it on top of the boar on the side, because the top of the boar now also becomes a rishus yochid. V'tikones behemta v'yishkan, you'll bring in your behema and you'll be able to drink there. That's the eitzah.
Here's a drashi by this. What's the eitzah? The eitzah is to put up, the Mishnah says, our boar diyumdim, four posts that look like an L shape. This is the first picture, and you have the Perek Sheni, the first picture. Is Rashi Amudim, you put up posts, Hanirin Kishnaim, that each post looks like two posts. She also Kamarziv, it's like an L shape, like a Marziv, like a one way and then across the other way. When you put it on the ground, the past Ramish, you put it on the south side, Marovis, the south, or north, south, west side, Noite Doifne Echod Le Mizrach, and Vitzide Echod Tzof. In other words, one goes one way, one goes the other way, at each corner, so the kids at each corner have an Amma going one way, an Amma going the other way, at all four corners. So it comes out that each Mechitza has two Ammas to it, and in the middle there's a Pirza open. And that's mutter, that gives it a shame of Shusa Yochid. Yeah. So the Mishnah weiter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir say, Shmoin. He goes, no, you need eight. You have to have four diyumdim, four posts at all four corners. And you also have to have another four pieces of wood, or four plain pieces of post in between. Right, like in picture one. You have to have eight altogether. Nirin kishnei mosa. Together it looks like 12, because the four corners ones look like eight, and then you have another four in between them. So together 4 and 8 is 12. Arbor diyumdim. You have four diyumdim. It looks like 8. V'yabor pshutin, and four regular pieces of wood in between. So together it looks like you have 12. Now goyvin asarot fochim. All of these have to be high 10 tfochim. V'rochvan. How wide do they have to be, each one of them? It has to be an amma wide, which is shisha, which is 6 tvachim. The width has to be 6 tvachim. It has to be 10 tvachim high, and 6 tvachim wide, that's an amma wide. The uvian kolshu, the thickness of it can be a kolshu. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. Zot Rashi. Pshutin, b'emtsa in the middle. Noisein l'chol ruach, luach ruchova. In between each, on each side, in the middle of it, you have to put the luach, another piece of mechitza there. And it has to be an amma wide. The Gemara will explain exactly which bor does Remeya need these extra four mechitzas in between. To a moide Remeya, vad Remeya's moide, shiyochol oniach yud amas, revach bein time can afarsh biyozel. That's pshita, if the space in between one dumid to the other dumid is 10 amas or less, pshita, you don't have to have any other mechitzas in between them. Then you wouldn't need these extra four mechitzas. It's only when the space between one dumid and the next dumid is more than 10 amos, then you have to have another matter in between, another mechitzas in between. This is all this is Reb Meir Shita. Yes, this is Reb Meir Shita. That was seen in the Gemara. Sometimes you have to put another four mechitzas in between the dumidin. Zot the mission now. Ubenayin. What's the portion of shear, how much space she could have in between one dumid to the other dumid? It's how much space in between is kamolei shtei rivkais, the size of two rivkais. Rivkais usually rivkais are pieces of are pairs of oxen. So kamolei shtei rivkais, two pairs of oxen, shel sholish sholish boker. Each pair, like each set, has three animals to it. So the kids all together, it's the space of six animals that fit in between. Divrei Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir Shita. Now we'll see in the Gemara, six animals, the space is exactly 10 amas wide. So the kids say you're allowed to have space from one dumid to the next dumid, 10 amas. That's when it's kosher. So drashu b'neim shtei rivkos, tahayin the western amas, this is 10 amas. Can be forash be Gemara, like the Gemara will explain. The impochus, if you can have less, kol shchein shu yofavad, if you have less space than 10 amas, treat this kosher. But the chiddush is you can't have more than 10 amas. When are we matter with a dumid, with these pashir and mechitzes of just an amma one way and amma the other side, we're only matter if the space in between one to the other is 10 amas or less. Weiter, that's Remeya Shita.
Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shel arbo, you'll have to have enough space of a pair of oxen that each pair has four oxen on it. So two pairs of four, which comes out to 13 1/3 amos. That's the Yehuda sheet that we had before already. That he holds the space between one yumid and the next yumid is allowed to be up until 13 1/3 amos. Kshurus, that the animals have to be tied together, v'loy mutaris, and not untied, which will be a chumrah. They have to be closer together and not spread aside. And right to the shear of the animals are achas nichneses v'yanchas yoytzes. One goes in and one goes out. Which this part is really a kula. That, in other words, it's wider. It's enough space that the animal could go in and go out, not tied together, not a little spread out. Let's see Rashi kshuros chumruhu lemayit mereva shebenehim. That the animals have to be tied together. The four, the pair, you have four, or you have the three, those animals that are tied together have to be tied together. That's what kshuros means, that they can't be untied. What's a double lashon? They speak kshuros and not untied. That's ainawach. Now that you have these two pairs of animals, there's enough space that they could go in easily, not just b'duchik. So that means that the ten amis is seichakos. They're like a little spread out, the ten amis, not very, very close together. This is a kula. Yeah, we'll see all this more in the Gemara. Vaita, mute lahakriv lebe'er. You'll have to bring the mechitzis as close as you want to the bear itself, to the well itself. In other words, you'll make the mechitzis around as small as you want. Obovado shetepora roishav rubai bifnim. There has to be enough of a shear, at least, that the head of the animal and robe of its goof could get inside the mechitza. Like in picture number three, like picture number four, where the animal has to be at least roishav rubai inside near the bor. And picture number three is that's a Yehuda sheet on top. That you have two pairs of animals, each one four apiece. So Zatrashi, Mutal Akriv, Pasim Leber, you can make Velasai to Hekev Kotsa, to make the Hekev small. Obavachate, Misvas Haber, Ad, Bein HaPasim, from the boar until where the Mechitza is, Kedei Rosh of Ruba, that Rosh of the animal and its goof could get inside, Shoporim. Abobotsam Yochid, if you can have less than this, look, then it's not kosher. Even though you have a good Rishus Yochid, which is Dalit by Dalit, well, here there's a Gezerah Dilmo Mamshech HaKaprosim. If your behema is going to have to be raised out of the mechitza, we're afraid you're going to go after your parah. Or mapak nadavlin, you're going to take the pitcher with water, chutz the mechitza outside the mechitza. Because mapak mishus yach mishus rabim, maybe you're going to come to take it from mishus yach mishus rabim, therefore we're not mekel. Later, the Mishnah says, O mota laharche kolshu, and you can go as far away as you want from the boar. Trash lacha kolshu, koma shabli boy lase sekiv god, you can make as big as you want. Providing though that you put pasin, that's the din of the Mishnah, that in between, if you're going to have the pasin, if you're going to have the dumid more than 10 amis in between, so you're going to have a pas in between. You're going to have a pas, in other words, that no pirtza should be more than 10 amis. Anytime you have a pirtza more than 10 amis, you have to put a pas, another mechitz in between, to make it that each one is less than 10 amis. Yeah, that's the din of the Mishnah before. That's when the Meir says sometimes you have to have eight. You have to have eight. Well, you have to have four diyumdim and another four mechitzas in between. That's when the pirtz, you want to make the pirtz more than 10 amos wide, then you have to put another mechitz in between. We have Yehuda Oimer Ad Beis Hasayin. Yehuda holds no. You only allowed to make the mechitzas, the diyumdim, away from the boar just to enclose up until the Beis Hasayin, which is 70 amos by 70 amos. But to do more than a base of sign of Yehuda holds it's awesome. Because these mechitzas, again, are not made really luduring. They're not really living there. So anytime we don't have really living there, it's only mutter to make mechitzas up until a base of sign. But more than a base of sign, the Rabbanan gave it a din like the caramelist. The Rabbanan answered back to Yehuda though, Lo yomru base of sign elo legino lekarfa, if you take it right. The base of sign was a shear just in a park in a gino, or else in the karfa, it rushes out the storage place where you store your wood. So you don't live there. A place that you don't leave or you don't live there or the other is not mishtamish there, that is not mutter with mechitzis more than beis hasayin. Avlim hoya deer. But let's say it's a place where you're going to keep your animals there. Shrashi avlim hoya deer shal behemus. Shoysin v'sodes hayem kan v'yem kan. They lezevel begloli habehemus. That you want your behemus to live there, but come there to sleep. Kadeh that you have manure from it. You want the Golem to come out of the behemoth. So that's called Yerah Tashmish already. So he says, Avolim Hoya, dear, or you see her, see you as much as the behemoth shall ear. You have a corral, but you keep your behemoth inside the city. Like as a picture 8. Picture 7 is called the deer. And picture 8 is called like the corral you have inside the city. That's called the seer. Oy muksa, or else you have, that's your backyard. Oy chotzer, else you have the chotzer in front of your house. Is these, since people, the Odim itself uses it, is afilo beis chameshes kurin. Even if it's 5 kurin wide, the mechitzes. Afilo beis asara, as long as you want, even 10 kurin muter. You're allowed to make it. In other words, when you have the mechitzes to the hukif, that a person uses the thing inside, then it's muter to make the mechitzes as far as part as you want, even more than a beis asayim. So Rashi says, the chotzes lefnei habatim, the chotzes in front of the house. These are all called that's hekiv for the use that you're going to live inside it to. Now, Bahani pasib royis. So, Rabbanon hold, who are din by pasib royis? When you have this well in the Rishus Rabbim and you want to get the water on top, nami. Since an Adam could drink this water, is mele tashmish dira mayasu. That's called you enclosing this place in order to be able to get the water out of the well on top. In the water could be used for nodim, that's called you want to use this place, latashmas of dira, for a person. Therefore, you have had to make it as wide as you want. Yeah. In the picture now, in picture number 9, that's a picture of a chotzer is in the front of the house, and the muksa, that's in the back of the house. Yeah. So, kiss the rabbanon hold that the water, this pasim royis has a din, where it's hukuf ladira, since your odim could use the water. Therefore, you're allowed to make the dune, you're allowed to make the mechitzas around as wide as you want. But providing there's no space of more than 10 amos, every time you come 10 amos away, you have to put another mechitza there, another pass, which is one amma wide. Vaita, umutu laharchik, kolshu, obavad shiyaba bapasa. That's the din. You can make as wide as you want the mechitzas, but providing there's no space, there's no pirts of 10 amos wide at any point, any times it comes to be 10 amas wide, you have to put the pas there. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Final base. The mission, oisin, pasin, libirois. You're allowed to make pasin, libirois. Pasin, we had again like woods. A piece of wood for mechitza. Libirois, if you have a bar, b'shus rabin, you want to be able to schlep the water out. Inside the bar is the Rishus HaYochid. You want to take the water out of the bar on top, you have to make on top a Rishus HaYochid. Is how do you do it? Is a bar diyumdin. You make 4 diyumdin you have to put up. And nearer Kishmoina, these 4 diyumdin look like 8 boards. Divir Reb Yehuda. That's the sheet of Reb Yehuda. Just like you have the first picture here. A diyumid is like an L-shaped board. You have a board, one armor going like Mizrach, and then another amma going the other side, one is going Mizrach, the other is going Durham. It's going the kitz like an L. So together it's only 4 diyumdim on all 4 corners, but they look like 8, because each one looks like 2, since it's an L-shaped piece of wood. Is Div Rebbe Yehud, that's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Rebbe Meir Oimer Shmoina. Rebbe Meir holds, no, you have to have 8 pieces of wood. And we'll see in the Gemara it means sometimes, not every time, but sometimes you have to have 8 pieces of wood. And Nirin Kishnei Moser, it looks like 12. Why like 12? Val arbo diyumdim. You have to have 4 diyumdim, means at the 4 corners, you have to have 4 diyumdim. Each diyumid looks like 2. So the kid said, it looks like you have 8. And then the arbo pshutin. And then in between the diyumdim, you have to have another mechitza, another oimid. That's a regular mechitza, which is an amma wide and 10 tfachim high. That's when you need in between the 4 diyumdim, you need another mechitza in between. So the kids really have 8 pieces of wood here, but it looks like 12, because the 4 diyumdim looks like 8, and another 4 looks like 12. That's where Meir Shita. Meir Weimer Shemaina, you have to have 8 pieces of wood here. The Maisi have 4 diyumdim and 4 in between. It looks like 12. And we'll see in the Gemara, not every time does Remeya say you have to have these in-between boards. It's only if you want to make the space between one dumid and another dumid more than 10 amis, so you can't have a Pesach more than 10 amis. So the answer is, put another board, another mechitz in between. So come to say it's the Pesach between the dumid and this mechitz is less than 10 amis, then you can have another big space in between. And the kitty, you can't have a space more than 10 amis. If you want to make it more than 10 amis apart, the two diyumdim, you have to put another mechitz in between. That's what Meir Shita. Weiter, goiv hin asor tfochim, each one of these mechitzes, or else the diyumdim, have to at least be 10 tfochim high, v'roichbon shisha. And they have to be wide 6 tfochim, which is an amma. An amma is 6 tfochim, so each one of these diyumdim has to be an amma wide each way, mizrach zayit and then dorim zayit, and then the other corner, the other corner, the other corner. And in the case we want to make it more than 10 amas in between, you have to put another mechitza right in the middle. And this mechitza is also an amma wide and 10 tefachim high. The Uvian Kolshu, how thick does the board have to be, the mechitza? Anything. The thickness doesn't make a difference. It'll be a Kolshu thickness. Now, Ubinayim, how much space are you allowed to have between one diyumid and another diyumid without having a mechitza in between? Just the four diyumdim. How much space can be in between one diyumid and another diyumid, between one corner and the other corner, is kamale shtei rivkos. The size that you have two pairs of animal, a rivka means a pair of animals, shel sholesh sholesh boker. Each pair has three bekorim, has three animals tied together. That's what you have. Divrei Rav Meir, see Alter Rav Meir. So the kids, according to Rav Meir, it's the shear of six animals can fit through it. A little picture is like a picture three, but this is Rav Yehudi Shita, that you have each pair has four animals. That's the next Rav Yehudi Shita. Rav Meir Shita is each pair has three animals, so together you have six animals. The shear of six animals fitting through the diyumdim, that's the shear according to Rav Meir, which comes out to be a dalad amas, ten amas. At 10 amas wide, that's how much you're allowed to have between one pas and the other pas. How much in between them? Of course, the shear of two pairs of animal. Each pair, each thing has three animals to it. That's from Meir Shita. So Rashi says, that's 10 amas. Like the Gemara explains. Now, the impochus, if you want to make less space in between one diuma to another diuman, kol shchein shu yofa, that's better. But the chiddush is that you're allowed to have the space of 10 amis in between one diuman and another diuman, still is kosher. That's Reb Meir Shita. Now, Reb Yehuda holds no a bigger shear. Shil arbo, each pair is made out of four behemoths. Like this picture three. You have four behemoths and another pair of four behemoths. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Now, kshurois, say four behemoths have to be tied together, v'loy mutaris, and not untied. But the Gemara is going to ask, what do you have to have two things for? Once you say it has to be tied together, that means they have to be close together. Pshita, they can't be not tied together. So what do you have to say, loy mutaris for? That's the Gemara is going to ask. V'ayte echas nichneses, v'achas yoytzes. This is a little cool already. Out of the two rifkos, the two pair of animals, they have to be able to fit in with a nice space, not mama squeezed in, nor the one pair comes in nicely, and the next pair goes in nicely. So that means yoytzes v'nichnas. They could go in and go out nicely. In other words, it's a nice wide space of 10 amas. It's more than 10 amas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the shear of eight behemoths, what comes out to 13 and a third amas. We'll see in the Gemara. That's the Yehuda Shita. That if you have a shear of 13 and a third amas, in between one mechitza to the next mechitza, one diumah to another diumah, still it's kosher. Yeah. Strashi kshurois, chumruhu, lemayit merevach shebeneim, that these four animals that are tied together like in one pair, they have to be tied close together. That's the chumra to make a smaller shear out of it. V'loi moisreis, not untied, v'gumara parach, hainu kshurois, that's the same thing as being tied up. V'ayte, now achas nechnesas v'achas yoytzes. Out of these two pairs, one goes in and one goes out, that means kulhu. This is already a kula. To leibinon esem mitzumtzumas. You don't need mamish 10 tied together. Elishoychkois. The 10 amas are like spread out a little bit, 10 amas. That there's enough, good enough space for these two pairs of animals to go in and out. Yeah. So that's the machlokes that Rav Meir says. That's the main shear. We have this in the first parak already. That the main shear is you can never have more than 10 amas pirtza. That's the chula at the Rabbonin of the first Mishnah. That when you have a mavui, the pesach can't be more than 10 amas. Anytime it's more than 10 amas, it's bottled the Shem Pesach. That's where Meir the Rabbanan Shita. We have Yehudi Shita, just like he had in the first Mishnah, that even more than 10 amas is still called the Pesach. Here also, even more than 10 amas wide is also called the Pesach. Just here, the Rabbanan will not make more than 13 and a third amas. That's all they will make. We'll see in the Gemara why he holds this Cheshbon. Vaitem. Now, Mute la Hakriv Libe'er. You're allowed to make the Mechitzis as closest to the bor as if you want. It'll go as close as you want. There, so far we're talking about how far away the mechitzas could be. They could be 10 amas apart. Let's say you want to make them very close. only like four tefachim away from the berm, you could bring the mechitas very close, like picture four. You could come nice and close. Emuta lahakriv leber, you could come close to the bear. Aval bovad sheteipara roishav ruba b'fnim. You have to have enough of a shear inside the mechitza that the animal and rove of its guf is inside the animal. You can't have such a small shear that the animal doesn't fit inside the mechitza. So Drashi, obovad shetehei misvas haber ad bein hapasim, from where the boar ends until the where the mechitza saw kidei roishav ruba shapara. You have to have enough of a shear that rove of the parah fits in there. Avobotsam yochi is even though you have a shear of Rishus Yochid, like it's more than Dalal Dalid, still the Rabbanah said it's no good. Why? Well, Dilma Mamshech Achaprosai. Because since the behemoth doesn't fit inside the mechitza, so Rova the behemoth is going to be outside the mechitza. So we're afraid the person that's schlepping the water out of the bor will go after his animal and go outside of the mechitzas. So we'll be carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbin. Therefore, the mechitzas have to at least be wide enough that the rove of the behema can get inside the mechitza. So then the person only feeds his animal when it's inside the mechitza. Then we don't have the chashash, maybe he'll go after the behema outside the mechitza. Rashi Mapik Ladavo, take the picture, chutz le mechitza. Because Mapik Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabbin. So if we're allowed to make it as small as you want, but providing there's enough of a shear that the animal and rove of its goof gets inside the mechitza. Faita. And it's able to drink when it's inside. Now,